are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
The natives are restless about Belichick football. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Do we even have to call Richmond a must-win Saturday? Kind of goes without saying about a team that is literally not in Carolina's league if the Heels want to go on and have a good season. Apparently, the 20-3 win at Charlotte didn't float enough boats. The blogosphere wanted Max Johnson to at least play in the game and keep the criticism of offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens from going overboard. Kitchens was cut, saying that he never applied or even asked Bill Belichick for the job. He just hung around to see what would happen, and apparently his checkered history in the NFL and being a head coach at Cleveland 6 years ago was enough. So while Chancellor Lee Roberts was giving the new coach the game ball after beating the 49ers for his first college victory, people want more from the hoodie, who hasn't swooned everybody so far. Was holding Charlotte to 271 total yards good enough against a team quarterbacked by Connor Harrell, who has already accumulated as many total yards in two games as in two backup seasons with the Tar Heels? And the running game against Charlotte was led by a three-star freshman who thrilled visiting fans with a 19-yard run, the longest for both sides. They say Johnson would have made a big difference. Johnson didn't play a snap, which is an NFL trait of leaving the quarterback in there unless it is a true blowout, which it wasn't. Gio Lopez and Mended Max have each thrown one TD pass so far. Lopez had 18 last season at South Alabama, 9 fewer than Johnson's 27 at LSU as a sophomore. That's why Richmond needs to be a slaughter from the opening kick at 3:30. The Spiders are also 1-1 after losing to mighty Lehigh and edging Wofford. The crowd that shows up in sold-out Keenan Stadium will tell us if Belichick is for real so far. Remember when Carmichael Auditorium was always packed to the rafters, no matter the opponent? They came to see Dean Smith's Tar Heels, period. Charlotte and Richmond are supposed to be warm-up games for the true test to show how far Dollar Bill's patchwork team has come. Next week is a trip to Orlando for Central Florida, which drubbed North Carolina A&T 68-7 and had a 17-10 win over Jacksonville State. Head coach Scott Frost pulled a Mac Brown, returning to UCF after 5 losing seasons at his alma mater, Nebraska. Frost could be the answer to a trivia question. Who played for a 13-0 team, the 1997 Cornhuskers, and coached a 13-0 team, the 2017 Knights? This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.